everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Up in Lag podcast. I'm back here. Happy New Year, guys. I know you guys missed me. Please, stop. Don't be my up this new year, please. I remain Farida, aka Fari for real, and I have with me.
Still your favorite guy, everyone's favorite guy, Tio Sibia.
Yeah, yo, it's your favorite nigga here, Joseph Scott, aka Joe, aka Scott, whatever.
Keep following my footsteps.
Hi, my name is Moreni Kejimi Adenuga, but I'm Mo for short.
Hi, my name is Moreni Kejimi Adenuga. Her voice is very nice. So, yes, definitely. I need to give you, like, a, you know. We have a new voice. We have a guest co-host today. So, as you have already heard her voice, and she's going to join us for this discussion. So, what are we discussing today? I was just on my own, Jejeli and Jejeli. I saw someone, you know, post something, and it was like, I don't know who he was talking to, but he said, dumb ass legit said, men want women that are less richer than them so they can feel good about themselves. And I'm like, bitch, you think I don't want the baby treatment, baby boy treatment too? The problem is that y'all bring that pay gap into every freaking argument. So the question is that, do men really want women that make more money than they do? Or it's just a myth, or they're just, you know, in real sense, do they really want it? Or do they really like it? So I want to start with the guys. In your own opinion, do you really want someone that makes, like, and it's not just maybe like 10,000 more than you, like a lot of money, like, you know that this person is not in your class at all, and you can't provide for the kind of lifestyle that she lives. She's the one that will even be feeding you safe. Can you really deal with it?
I knew she was going to point the mic to my face, but that's not a problem. I think it is actually, the social status is actually a social construct, and all these things happening is a fact that it goes both ways. Yes, are you as a woman ready to marry a guy that you are richer than? So, and there's this this popular saying that men will can marry low below their social status, but women definitely are going higher. It's the fact that you are definitely not giving anybody a chance, anybody that is lower in that social cadre. So it goes both ways, and I don't think it's just men wanting to feel better or feel good, whatever way you want to put it. But at the same time, women did for security and so many other people. So I think it has been a case of the like mind attract each other. So a woman will be like attracted to a man richer than her, and definitely a man will want someone who he can like lead, or you know, I don't want to use the word dominate, it sounds so misogynistic, but somebody he can lead. So I think like it has always been like that, and we just grew up with that, you know, mindset or whatever.
You're not answering the question. Would you date someone that makes a lot of money more than you, way more than you? For example, she's driving a really nice car. Say she's driving like a Mercedes right now, a Benz right now. She has everything. She has a house probably.
Okay, I think I asked you a question as well. That would you give a chance? A guy, you are more.
Oh my God.
Fine. I'm going to, but then okay, no problem. Yes, depending on the personality of that person, I think it has to do more with that. If she earns more than me, that's not really a big deal. You know, it depends on who she is. If she's actually very narcissistic, and she's a very crazy person, just imagine, like, I have a family. I don't want to talk much about this because in case my family member gets to listen to this episode, and for years the woman was on my side, very close to me, my own family blood, and she was richer than that man. And for years, that's why I felt that this woman, she's my aunt. I didn't know she was richer than this man. That this man for like 10 years, he had no job, and it was just the woman catching everything. But anytime I used to go there to visit her for holiday. Anytime I'm there, and I'll go and meet her, like, mommy, because she's my blood, right? And she will just refer me to the man. And I always think the money is coming from the man until a day I got to know. So it is very possible, please.
You have just brought me to the point that I want to make. This is an ego thing. In African homes, many Nigerian homes, the woman is the breadwinner. But because of the ego, the man doesn't want to feel like, oh, he's a bitch, or he's his wife that is riding him. It looks like he's the one. They make it look like he's the one you know, providing for the family. They want to build something for, they want to do something in the family. Maybe they want to contribute for a party. The woman gives the man. She's not going to be the one to drop it though. So it doesn't look like, ah, is she the one that is taking care of? Is she an ego thing, right? She would give it to her husband. Nobody even needs to ask her. It's just like a, you know, default. They would give, she would give her husband. Let it not look like I'm the one that is doing it. Let it be me. In so many homes, I can name so many. I can, from personal experience, is the woman that is feeding the children, feeding the man. He probably doesn't have joy. He has a job, but he's not bringing. It's the woman that is feeding. But because of ego, they arrange it in such a way that it looks like it's the man that is doing it. So it brings me to my point. Men cannot, and I say it with all, every core of my being, men cannot undo. And in quotes, I want to bring it back to like, Nigerian men cannot undo women that make more money than they do. They're intimidated by it. They cannot stand it. They're irritated. Maybe like for most of the time they're fine, but there will be that thing. One day you will just be like, ah, this is the one. This woman is buying this, buying that. I cannot drop anything. Sometimes it's not even coming from a place of malice or like he wants to dominate. There's a place of, I'm a man, I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be the one taking care of this woman. Why is she doing this for me? I feel somehow. His friends, if he does not feel that way, his friends will tell him, come, wait till they happen. Now your woman, they feed you. Now she did this. She don't go buy another car. See the car you still they use. You know, you even get a bicycle. There's an ego thing at play. No matter how much you try to cover it up, the reality is that in Nigeria especially, the man is presumed to be the breadwinner. He's supposed to be making money. So when you do say that it is both ways, it is not. It's different. And someone was saying... What did you say?
You asked the question and you answered.
Yeah, I've answered because you're not giving me the correct answer. You are just going round and round and round. The truth is that men cannot handle it. And I say that you cannot, if you jam someone where they make money past you, it doesn't matter the personality. And I have dated someone that I make money more than. It was, I don't think that I'm arrogant with my money or anything, but it could not work. It could definitely not work.
Okay, so I've been in quite a number of relationships, not necessarily sexual relationships. I want to make that far clear. But I've worked with men, and I have always dated men who were older than I am, who, to be very honest, did not even have time. They were busy men. But right from time, I have always been a career person. I've always been someone who was out to get my money. So I have always been coming across mother-in-laws who get angry because I am not looking like the wife who would stay at home and clean and cook. I've always looked like the wife who would be career-wise, you know. So back to what I wanted to say, these men, I would go out of my way to get something for them. When we go out, I want to pay for the bill. You know, that kind of thing. When they take me out on dates, I want to seem supportive, you know. I don't have to cook and clean before I am seen as supportive. I want to also help you. I want us to go out and then I buy you something. I want to place another on Jumia, and then they call you at your office that, oh, there's a delivery man outside. Believe it or not, my sister, I am currently single. And why is that? I'm the joke of the century, to be honest, because they ended up dumping my ass. Why? I wanted to help. I wanted to be a supportive, financially supportive person. It is an ego thing. They always, no, I have, no, obviously, but I mean, when we're talking about 5 to 7 men here, and the same pattern. Every time I go out of my way, there was one, we went to the cinema together, and then I was like, I took wads of cash. That time, there was no POS, 5K for 1K-ish. So I took wads of cash, and I slipped it in his pocket. Back to what you were saying about, you know, back to what you were saying about, you know, I slipped it in his pocket and I was like, oh, you pay. I'm the one giving you the money to pay. Do you know, because he already paid for the restaurant, he paid for the taxi and stuff. So I just wanted to, because we're just getting to meet each other now. It's not like a date, like a boyfriend, girlfriend thing. So I wanted to be like, so it would look like, meet, I'm dropping something, like a split. So it's not be like, I took her out, I bought A, I bought B, I wanted to sleep with her. She's not saying no. She means you don't chop shawarma.
Do you understand? So I just wanted to. That was the last time he texted me, bro. So it has always been the same pattern. They always back up because they can't stand a woman that intimidates them.
I want to ask something.
Okay. According to Toby, sorry, very quickly. According to Toby, it depends on her personality. If a woman has money now, her personality, if she does not have money, she's just.
I don't want to marry
you. If a woman has money, she has to be very calm and subservient and this, so that I don't, you know, hurt your ego. Allow me to be, I'm a confident, independent, financially independent woman. So allow me to be who I am. That means you are not secure in your own masculinity if you want me to bring down my, you know, personality because I have money. So you don't feel bad.
Please, take my word for what you see and don't twist around. So this is it. You're talking about intimidating them. The first question is, the guy you went out with, are you sure that he's not financially capable enough to do that?
He's
yes or no?
Absolutely financially capable.
Then you should just say, okay, babe, I've got this. Let me do this. So I think that would have been even more polite.
The fact that you slid in some wad of cash in his pocket shows that
maybe I don't have the money and you kind of help me.
No.
You can just say, let me take care of this. The only thing I will agree with you guys, I may have ego, and it has been from time immemorial, like before we met these things, and it has been growing with us, and it is fine. And I think biologically and whichever way, we are like kind of configured that way, and you just can't do it that way. And if that one is settled, intimidation comes in different forms. Right, if you are putting into the man's face like I am doing all this for you, then there is a possibility that all these things happen. And for and just come, I'm trying to make my point. You're talking about the fact that men, you know, he's not being subservient, or you have to be like calm and he's trying to dominate. That's not the matter here. Now, the fact that you have money shows you have to be. Your personality is important. If you don't have money, too, the personality is important. Nobody's going to pick any other girl just because they don't have money. No, I'm just trying to like establish Farida's point, because he said we have ego when it comes to a woman that has money, and when the woman doesn't have money, we don't care. We just choose. That's not the point. And for me personally, I can't speak for any other person. If I'm not intimidated by whatever she has, but it has to do with her personality, which is more important. So that's my own personal preference.
I just want to like quickly relate to someone that asked me for 40k the other day, and I'm a month older than him, and I can say I earn more financially than he earns, and we were in the talking stage shit. And then he asked me for 40k. I said, I'm sorry, I did not have, because I'm a salary earner, my salary is not here yet, and when my salary is here, I would see if I could get you. And then he was talking to someone else who happened to be like a little sis to me, who told me that someone, I won't mention names, bought an iPhone worth about 150k. And then he turned out to the person in the talking stage with me. And then I now realized that he wanted to use my money
to buy
something for this little sweet, innocent girl that is submissive and sweet. He wanted to use my career woman money to buy something for her. I was down. I was boiling. Do you understand? So see, it's just a man thing.
Man that lowered his ego to ask you for money.
Yes, he lowered his ego and asked me for cash only. I said I did not have.
Can I ask a question? What do you women want? Because now you want somebody that will accept you for you being richer. And when you meet a guy that actually like, okay, fine, you can take care of the bills, you can do this.
Women have intuition, intuition? No, it's not that. Women have intuition. Let me make that clear.
The problem is it that now you meet a guy that's actually, you know.
I think I need to make my situation clear. This guy was in a talking stage with me, first off. I mean, there is a way you know as a woman that a guy really likes you, yeah?
Even if you don't have a penny, there are actions that it takes. You don't just come at me and tell me you need 40,000 naira. Am I plucking money from trees? No, I'm not. Do you understand? If you had made, and then only for me to hear days later, to the glory of God, because it was obviously God that wanted me to see the truth, that you took money out of your own pocket. You came to me because you were broke, right? You needed money. I would have given you if I had, but I didn't have at that moment. To God, honest to God, I would have given him. But I don't know, something happened. I don't know, I just didn't have that money. So I couldn't give him. Only to find out he actually had money. And then he took the money. He knew. I told him, oh, I'm broke. I was explaining some things to him. Oh, sorry. Don't worry. When your salary comes, you'll sort it out. He had money. And he took out 150K to buy food for another woman. Okay. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
No, Friday. Can you please talk before you proceed?
I rest my case.
Now, the problem is that you people complain in every situation. Now, if you not meet a guy that permits all of this, what, you are still going to complain that you know he doesn't want to take care of me. He was there when he allowed me pay for the bills. He allowed me. What kind of man allows a woman to pay for the bill? It's the fact that you people will always complain on every circumstances. That is why we have to revert. That's why we have to revert to the traditional rules.
No.
So if at all we are not going to be okay.
There's nothing like allow. No man is allowing me to do anything. I do what I want to do. Number two, I'm not looking for a man that I am richer than. So, it is not... No, it's the truth. I don't want... I don't want, because it's never going to work. It's not going to work. Number three, the question is not about what we men want. We are just trying to establish the fact that men cannot undo a woman that is richer than them. And I'm definitely not going to put myself in such a situation ever again.
That's a way of frustrating your life.
No! See, let me say something. I'm sorry for...
Please, we need Josie to speak. Sorry. Okay. I need to get his opinion, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. So, I'm going to start with this. I feel very insulted that Farida made mention of the fact that she was going to throw the question at the guys, the men. So you guys don't see me man enough to ask me anything since. You completely shut me out of this conversation. You were passing the mic.
Don't cry.
I feel so insulted. I feel so insulted. No, Toby, calm down. I feel so insulted to the point that I almost shed a tear. But then...
Oh yeah, answer the question.
Okay, so I think the answer to this question is in two ways. From a personal perspective.
Okay.
Now, if I date a lady that is extremely richer than me, and I am broke, now I will see that as a very big problem because of the ego thing that guys have. But let's say the lady is a billionaire, and I'm a millionaire also, but not up to her standard. Of course, I have my own money, she has her own money. I wouldn't really see a problem with that. That's why I said it's in two ways from a personal perspective. Now, yes. Now, I had an experience yesterday. So, I was with a lady friend of mine yesterday, a friend, emphasis on the word friend. So, I suggested that we should go get something in a supermarket. It was my idea that we should go get something in the supermarket. So, we walked into the supermarket. We got what we wanted to get. Then, at the counter we were about to pay, she paid. Obviously, she's a regular at the supermarket, so she already has the account number saved on her phone. So, when it was time to pay, she paid before I could even say, okay, what is this thing? So, I felt, I felt bad because I was supposed to pay. It was my idea that we should go into the supermarket. So, I was thinking that, okay, I was supposed to pay.
It was an ego thing.
Yeah, it was an ego thing. So, I felt bad and I felt embarrassed too. Because there was a lot of queue there. So when we're at the counter, the person, the attendant was attending to someone first. So by the time it was time to attend to us, and my lady friend just said she had paid. Everybody looked and said, look at this nigga, this broke ass. They were giving me that look, look at this broke ass nigga. How would you allow a lady to pay for what you bought? So I felt bad. So I think generally answer to that question is, it's a guy's thing, men's thing, ego thing. I don't think generally guys will really want to accept to date someone that is.
You are the most honest person.
And for the
so
fathers.
Round, 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 round.
Excuse me. See, for men will never. Excuse me. Farida is being emphasis that men have to accept, learn to accept all these things. The reason why we majority of men cannot accept.
You have to accept.
No. The major reason, we men are enablers of all these things as well. Because that's why I said you should see it from the perspective of the men as well. Because as a man, when that happens, you have even women around that are like looking down on you. And the father, it's not really about him himself. If it was like a quiet place that is only known to both of you, there's a high chances that you just, you know, shrugged over it, like, okay, she paid. But because people were there. And because people were there. Even women with I don't believe that. Exactly. So that was at that point you knew that. I think it's everybody. That's why I said women are also enabler. So if women start saying it's that okay, we don't have to like look for a guy that, you know, foots your bill and he actually likes to like have more money than you. One major thing women look out in men when they are looking for is that that pointer that okay, he can actually take care of me. So at that point when the woman starts taking care of the man, then there's a problem. Even from the man sees that his ego is being trampled on, and the woman sees that he's not really man enough again. And the problem comes from both sides. So if you're talking about acceptance, it starts to do with both genders right now. So it's not a problem with men alone. Women contributed in this.
Let me tell you, I'm not even talking about acceptance here. If you like, do accept, honestly, but because it will never be my own situation, and I hope it will never be my situation ever again. You people that are in those situations, I can definitely, yeah. Yes, my last relationship was like that.
So because the guy is putting us, that's a good thing. If
it was not,
and it depends on how the whole thing works on, right?
It would always be sad. You know when a man is not happy. Do you understand? And he would tell me, I don't feel well. I don't feel good because I cannot provide you with the things that I want to provide you with. Do you understand? And he couldn't do it, but me, I could do them myself. Emit Laura, Motigbirami, Lossy Dates. I've taken myself out. I've done, you know, I've bought that for myself. I would even send him things that I like. Like, I want this, I want that. He can't do it because he can't. He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have a job.
A full house husband before.
What did you say?
A full house husband.
Have I heard of that?
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Full house husband.
Yes, now.
Is it common? As full house husband.
It's not common, but yes, they are.
They will stay in back. But men, the way we are wired.
It's not about your wiring. You're just egotistic.
I did not.
Forget it. I don't believe in any wiring. It's a social construct. Please. Get out of my sight.
And that's valid.
I wanted to say something earlier. See, this thing, it's a topic that could go on and on. I made a mention of my past relationships and how this thing you said, Farida, about going out, taking yourself out. I wasn't waiting for anybody to take me out on a date. I was going from slow to ginger to cactus to essence. I was moving around. If I want to go and
eat. That's you. And it's funny
and it is bad. It is bad that my... The male partner is now feeling intimidated because I am going out to have fun. Do you understand? He's now making it look toxic. He's now saying, oh, you're just going around. You don't even, oh, I'm broke and you're going out, you're having fun. Please, I don't understand.
There's a key thing here. The person.
You guys are just going back and forth on this thing. I think from what I said at the time, it's on two ways. If the guy has money on his own, he has money, like has money, I don't think he will see any problems. A guy, a lady spending on him. So it depends.
Broke, I just mean that
it's
something like
if only it's out. Only when you are broke. It's only when you are broke. That is when you see a problem with that.
Maybe
if you are broke, I think me too. And if I'm broke and somebody is spending, a lady is spending money on me every time, I'll feel bad actually. But if I have the money and she has money more than me and she spends it, I go help you chop them.
Fida, the reason I said that it has to do with the person. That you should understand that the fact that you're doing this, you are just 1% of the population that is doing it. I want it to happen. So when a guy meets,
just not accept that Farida is not going to accept any of this.
I pretty much understand, but the argument is not for our sake. The argument is not for our sake, it's for the listeners. So if not 1%, but it's actually like relatively lower than people that were expecting from you. So if a guy meets you, she doesn't mean the usual girl she used to meet. So he has to like sit back. Who is this? She's trying to intimidate me. So that welcomes, like, we are always in our defense mode. And for the fact that I said something like this generation, we are always in our defense mode. So if anything happens, we are triggered to think out, oh, there's a problem. So if something out of usual happens, there's a problem. So that's why I said it depends on you, how you take it. And some men can actually take it, and not all men will take it. And that's just a fact. And it has to do with how it has been done as well. Even as a woman, would you rather accept a man that, you know, that disrespects you and gives you money? So It has to do with personality.
Money is not equal to disrespect now. The truth is that the majority of guys
will disagree to that. Even with your money, you don't have to disrespect him.
That's the ego thing. That's ego.
Have I ever argued you?
That's ego. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And it's valid because that's our major reason for all of these things.
What I'm trying to say is that because he said, can you accept a man who disrespects you and gives you money? The other way around. I feel like a man can still accept it as long as he's getting money because he has another woman who is lording it over.
That's a damn. We are talking about infidelity. But we're basically talking about the financial aspects now.
So, can I be with a man that disrespects?
Can you even be with a man that you are a shadow?
I told you I can't do it anymore. I've said it. I cannot. It was not a good experience. And the truth is,
it was about doing the wrong thing so many times and getting hurt so many times and not knowing why I was getting hurt.
I don't think any of you understand what it is like. Being with a man that does not feel man enough, that does not feel masculine enough. I don't think people understand it. I like men that are secure in their own masculinity. Like they want to protect you, they feel good about them, they're confident. But if you see a man that is just like, he's just looking at you like she has already paid again. Kilo sele. People are buying you my own toaster, my toaster, just another toaster. So they are buying me this, they are buying me shoes. You come and give me 2-5 necklace.
On a personal ground, because I say everybody that is 100 today went from 0, 1, whichever way they started. And if you have something going on for you, it is easy to accept. But if at all, you don't really have anything, that's the worst of it all. It's very, very difficult. Even friends that have money, stuff, it's I'm the only one that is left out. We are all humans, and we are just wired to think there's always a problem if we are not getting our expected results. So, we always think there is a problem somewhere.
But why did
you not? It's left for you to, if you genuinely cherish him, it's left for you to make you feel comfortable. If you know you can afford it, it is left to you. And you feel like his insecurities, overshadowing my happiness or whatever, then fine.
So Farida, you mentioned that you don't like guys that are insecure even in their masculinities. So what about someone that is secure in his masculinities but is not as rich as you? Would you date someone like that?
The truth is no, but then it would also depend on the you mentioned the gap between. What'd you say?
Which is quite understanding. So,
I think it will also depend on the gap. Honestly, if the gap is really close, honestly, no. There's something called class. There's something called your type. You're just deceiving yourself. You're dating someone that is outside of your class. Even if it's a man, you're dating someone that is outside of your class. It would show. And it's not going to gel. It's not going to work. People are not going to. Compatibility is very, very important. And there's also financial compatibility. There are so many women that are leeches because you're not financially compatible with them. Do you understand? Or women that have money but they're stingy. And they keep feeding off of you, come and buy this one, come and buy. You're not financially compatible with them. So it will not work out. It will never. There's no way in the world it's going to work out.
You are highlighting the personality issues here.
What'd you say?
I said thank you that you're highlighting the personality issues here.
Well, yeah, but it's also a money issue.
And for the fact that I've actually, I came across a question, similar question on Twitter, and person like, can you actually date or marry somebody who is not within your intelligence range?
No, I cannot.
So, exactly. That's another thing to do. Apart from the financial aspects, you are a very intelligent person, and I think what we say when it comes to finances, intelligence too, we can actually describe it in that way. If the margin is too wide, then there is a problem. Imagine you talking to your wife and she doesn't understand it. You people will be fine. Just go and buy from her. And are you talking to your man and you just expect him to be a problem solver and just thinking about, she is just entirely saying something else. So apart from that financial compatibility, there's that of intelligence there as well.
Yeah.
Yes, even personality compatibility. True. Someone that is very quiet and, you know, you're dating someone that is, or you're marrying someone that is very loud, you feel, sometimes you feel embarrassed. Sometimes you feel irritated. You know, there should, you can try to find a balance, but you should also be with someone that you're compatible with. Like, these are things that you should be discussing, finding out about each other. You know, like, kakolo dates, kakolo jen.
You said that was not going to agree with me, but she technically has agreed with me now. Because I raised the issue of personality there at first, and she just interjected that no, it's men, general men. I'm fine. She's bringing it down here that it has to do with personality in some cases as well. So fine.
Okay, well, whatever. Well, I still believe that no matter your personality, a man cannot, man cannot, you know, take or accept or feel good about someone that is way richer. You will cry. You will cry yourself to death. You will see men that will buy your babe things. They will buy her Benz. Imagine that someone now. Someone comes to buy her Benz. How would you feel? Bo? Your head will... I'm so sorry about my Yoruba. Your body will just become hot. You just get headache all of a sudden. Your body will shake. You will writhe in pain. Ah, it's not a funny something. People that are talking like this. Somebody will just come and wire your girl. You are sending her 20,000. Someone will come and wire 2 million naira. Guy, you don't feel work. And you're telling me that it's a person. You know, a personality thing. No matter how much she's calm, she's nice. You will feel really bad about it. You will feel insecure.
I think I really, really agree with Farida on this, because I know someone who will match on all levels. In fact, personality, intelligence, is very intelligent. He's a first class student. 5.0. He has always been on 5.0. He's intelligent. We fight, we are best friends, we've always known each other and stuff like that. But you see that money part. He's less to the bottom. Do you understand? So it's really, really affecting, because me, when people send me money, I want to appreciate them. I'm a content creator. I post it on my status street. Oh, thank you so much for sending me 50k. Thank you for sending me 100k. And he's sending me 1 gig data. You understand?
1 gig data, 1 day, 300 naira. I swear. So I think we cannot agree that. No, if you have a dissenting opinion, I don't know, just comment on our social media page and defend yourself. Yeah, I stand on my own opinion, though.
Your husband, you know, he's trying to describe another leader. She gives him a peace of mind, puts better and a better style on in the other room.
It's not the same thing. I can't bear it. It's not the same thing in the other room. But my own man,
actually,
what are you talking about?
Okay. He cooks well and gives him peace of mind. No, you know, just imagine your husband coming over and he's always obsessed with this lady at his workplace. I'm talking that there is this secretary. That girl, don't try for me. She's always like,
rubbish.
Are you going to be? So I think it goes that way, Sha. Exactly. Like he's getting too comfortable with that lady. Like when he has any problem, he goes
respect. And you don't have to do with money.
So again,
respect.
No. The fact is that. The money issue does not have the same consequences with men and women. So that's the part when the money is going to eat men other than or any other thing. And I think that worry will eat men more than women. Women don't really have a problem if a man is richer, if someone else is buying him whatever outside. But she's going to feel very insecure if he decides that he's no longer the peace of mind of his man, and his man takes solace in someone else. So that's why I'm trying to bring another thing to judge. So I think they're kind of equivalent.
Alright. Okay, so, well, boy, the guys are saying, it's fine. Well, the ego issue definitely is at play. They have gradually accepted. So, well, like, definitely, guys want the baby boy treatment too. Like, definitely. They want sweet. But, like, you can always get that, even with someone that is, you know, not richer than you. He doesn't have to be someone that is richer than you.
He's not the one who gave us baby treatment. Baby boy treatment. I was there when he had nothing.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about. See, you know, the baby boy treatment is always sweet when your girl buys you something and then the next day or 1 week later you are bombing her account with money. It adds to your ego as a man. You feel good that when your girlfriend takes out time to get you something, you're like, this baby really tried. Let me get her a car. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But when do you understand? It's reciprocating times 10, not reciprocating times 1. No, I'm telling you double. It's a man thing. It's a man. It's not even about equality. We don't mind, but it's a man thing. A man would always want to like do more for her. The fact that she even took the effort, so the fact that he can't do it back, or he can't even level up to the amount of things that she's doing for him, is going to make him want to run mad. It is actually, and it will be paining him. That is just it.
Honestly, I
think we all agree at some certain point. So if you are in this situation, your woman is making more money than you. You are a lady, you are making money than your man. See, God be with you guys, but please.
Wait. What would you expect a man that is in a relationship where your woman is making more money than him?
I don't know. To be honest, you should just go and break up. I'm so sorry.
I won't advise that.
My own advice is to just break up, to be honest. If it's not working.
See, it depends on the two of you in that relationship. And for the fact that if he has something going on with him, like he's not lazy, he's doing something, you can keep hoping. And for the guy, so far you have something going on with you, and you're sure that you are not pessimistic about the future, then I don't think there's any problem. Just, you know, endure, persevere as long as you can. And if she's a loving person and that's the person you actually desire, then you can work things out and things can make sense from there. There's always a time you'll be at zero. So anybody can move from zero to 100. That's just mine.
Thank you. What a close out from Toby. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. See you next time. I remain Farida, aka Fari for real. Thank you to our guest co-host Mo Adenuga. Thank you. The girl with a sweet, sweet voice. Bye guys. See you another time.